We're 50.
Should we just kind of roll?
Okay, you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up everything Streamiverse, from them being a Quibi fan podcast to now being a Spite podcast. We will be there, whatever the pivot may be. Here's what's happening on Streamiversity today.
Okay, everybody, step lively. We've got a lot to cover today.
Yes, get with it.
So what I want to jump into in today's episode, today's lesson here at Streamiversity, is Danielle and Rob watched a new Quibi show called Royalties.
Mm-hmm.
They had some thoughts, and we have some thoughts about their thoughts.
Oh, yes. It's definitely a pyramid of thoughts where they start at the top and roll right down because gravity.
Yes. One thing we learned at the very beginning is Danielle and Rob like to play a little game amongst the two of them. The game is who's going to start talking first on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. It was really a little insider baseball, which I appreciate, a little BTS behind the scenes, because it was a window into, you know, what was going on. You've heard it on our podcast, I'm sure, where there's a hesitation. There's a talking over each other. There's a, But they explained that it's ever a game. Who can get it out first? Who can spit out the info the fastest?
Yeah. Yeah. We also learned that Danielle has moved to Vermont, which for those of you that follow her on Twitter, she had posted something from her personal account. She was very dissatisfied with this. I think it's like a moving / storage company. She was very dissatisfied because the day that she and her husband were moving, they canceled and said, oh, and now we can't help you for 5 more days. And she needed to be out of her apartment by the time that date happened. So I knew she was moving somewhere. I didn't know it was going to be up in Vermont. She has not shared why Vermont, if that has any kind of personal or family connection. I don't know for how long, but that's where she is.
Yeah. And what's interesting is if you're just listening to the podcast, you don't really hear a difference because obviously she still has the good equipment. It's pretty seamless the way they edit. And one wonders if it has to do with COVID-19 that she moved altogether because she probably realized, hey, New York is, you know, pretty much closed down for the foreseeable future. So whatever, you know, jump they had to make in either his job or her job or whatever, maybe it had to do with that, COVID.
That was my assumption. It seems like there are a lot of people out there who have been presented with the opportunity / reality that the companies that they work for, nobody's coming into work anytime soon. And so people are moving out of places that are more expensive to live, moving in with family that's farther away, or maybe places where there's more space. So that's our assumption here. We're going to go out on a limb. We're not teaching you a fact today, Streamiversity scholars. We're teaching you an assumption that's what's
like
going on.
Very theoretical, but we have to make deductions in life and guesses, but we're not going to live by them. That's just an opportunity to, maybe that information will come by to us later, and then we can either confirm or deny our speculations.
Yes. So stay tuned for that, scholars. But the main topic that they got into was, okay, so we know Danielle and Rob agreed that Dating Around is a show they both enjoy. They both agreed that Royalties on Quibi is a show they do not enjoy. And that's fine. What I took a little issue with / was confused by was, so Rob had no clue who Darren Criss was at all.
Right.
Didn't know who Heather Donahue was, which she was not in a show that was as famous as some of the shows Darren Criss has been in. But for Pete's sake, he was in Glee. He has been in a lot of Ryan Murphy shows.
Right.
That since Glee, which is kind of the Ryan Murphy thing to do. It's like he's got his little cast of actors that he loves to draw from that are in, you know, 75% or more of the projects that he does. And Darren Criss has become one of those actors. Right. So I was surprised that that Rob just didn't recognize Darren Criss at all. And then when Danielle explained who he was, she explained that Harry Potter musical, which, you know, again, you've got to be pretty deep into like musical nerddom.
Right.
To know the, I'm totally blanking. What's their production company? The Star Kid or something that yeah, they made all those musicals?
They do Very Potter musical 1 and 2. And I've seen various productions they've done. They're all so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
I don't
like
want to go to work today song. I love that song. It's not from the Harry Potter musical. It's from another one of their original musicals. But anyway,
that one's a great one. Yeah. But yeah, the fact of the matter is, she also seemed to not mention his more, you know, famous
more recent,
in the
more.
More
yeah. He got Emmy nominated, perhaps, for being in that
Versace?
The Versace story.
Yeah.
Anyhoozle, and then yeah, the other person who's the star of Royalties, her name is Heather Donahue. And this thing number one is Danielle didn't say the last name Donahue. She said a different last name, but the actress's name is Heather Donahue.
Right.
And I guess if Danielle says she was in that reality show about rich teenagers, I believe her. But Heather more recently was in a very long running show called You're the Worst. I have never watched You're the Worst, but there's a character named Gretchen, and it's just a thing when your name is Gretchen. If there's a show that has people named Gretchen,
you know about it.
You know about it because there's not a lot of us in real life, and there's even fewer of us in fiction.
That's right. So it seems like they didn't get to do all their research, or they didn't really know who these people were, but we kind of know through the zeitgeist, through the pop culture, who these people are. I did watch Royalties, though, but only the first episode, maybe part of the second episode. And obviously I'm not still continuing to watch it, so I must not have really liked it either.
Well, that is very telling because you and I, you more than me for sure, are into musicals. We're into the backstory of how do songs come to be. So if ever there were a Quibi show to be in your wheelhouse, my guess is in theory it would be Royalties for you.
Yeah, should have been this one. Definitely. Yeah. It's trying to be the Glee of Quibi shows, but it's even more campy without being self-aware, I think.
Yeah.
They literally get locked into a sound booth, and their buddy who's like recording the music, he's the tech guy, he's like, you guys told me not to let you out. And they're like, oh, please let us out. We're hungry. We're starving. Please let us out. And then he finally does let them out. And they're like, haha, we tricked you. We're not hungry or starving. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then they go to a bar and that's how they write the song. It wasn't being locked into a sound booth. It was them going to a bar/diner that's open all night. And that's how they get the song inspiration.
Okay, well, let's end there on inspiration.
Oh no, Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes. Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.